Pleasant Hill seemed to have attracted those people moving in that was not the white collar, more of the blue collar. And the minister, well, for one thing, we went 4 Sundays ahead of Pleasant Hill. They were still doing 2 Sundays, I believe, or 3 Sundays. And we went 4 Sundays. And the transit people were used to a 4 Sunday church. So that's why we ended up attracting more of the white collar group. But now, Pleasant Hill is attracting both the white collar and the blue collar, which on a whole, the growth pattern there has exceeded Zion's growth pattern. So it's just really interesting when you look back and you compare the things that's happening in both churches. But now, in Alpharetta, mind you, Alpharetta, as far as white collar population is concerned, among the blacks, is growing. Really growing. But the churches are not, the black churches, predominantly black churches, because they're integrating. And and it's simply because they're moving into subdivisions where and I hate to use like white churches, black churches, because we're just supposed to be churches. But anyway, you know where I'm coming from. They seem to, they evangelize. They go out. They don't care. You know, if you want to come. At least some of them. Some of them haven't gotten it yet. But that's an okay thing for our transit, because they're used to that mingling, that integration type situation. But now, Zion, when we look back at the background of most of our members that have come in, they all came from small towns below the belt. Yeah. Virginia, Carolina, Mississippi, all basically from Louisiana, New Orleans, you know, places below the belt. And so they have a country background, really. So they feel comfortable in our area coming to a black, predominantly black church. Even though our church now, we have mixed couples. We've had a lot of them to come and go because they're too sure, not too comfortable. But the teaching program and the ministers, the leaders are very open, and we share with some of the predominantly white churches, older churches like the Presbyterian Church, one of the oldest churches in the Roswell area. We have an interracial group, a reconciliation, I think that's what they call it. And they meet monthly. They have interesting speakers to come in. They will have a meeting at maybe a breakfast at Zion or a dinner at the Presbyterian Church, and